Here we are with more Full Moon Readings with Sarah Moore. I do want to mention thank you to Barley and Salt. They always represent Celebrity Scoop. If you're looking for the latest in celebrity news, you can check out our website, conwaymagic.com. We have always forfeited that segment just so we can do more Full Moon Readings here, which is always a welcome. And thank you to Premier, of course, for representing Full Moon Readings each and every month. Check them out online, northconwaypremier.com. If you're looking for some AC, looking for some generators,
couches,
four-wheelers,
beds,
couches,
gaming systems, they got it all.
And they have the best prices in town. Sarah will be hanging out over there around 5 o'clock this evening. If you want to stop on by, I have some refreshments, and then you can sit down with Sarah for about 5 minutes or so and get another face-to-face reading. Do you get more from the face-to-face? I know you mean we do rapid fire here, but it's all the same.
I close my eyes, so you see what I look like when I'm doing readings. I close my eyes either way. It turns off my ego, and I'm not looking for feedback from anybody. Like biofeedback, I guess, would be the word. And when I first started, I would be at dog shows or pet events. Mm-hmm. So closing my eyes turned off all my distractions, so it actually became sort of my on switch.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter to me. I read people all over the world.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And LightenHorizons.com is where you can go as well for all the services that Sarah offers. We have Megan from Berlin texting in. She says, I have a friend who lost her son this winter. She's been having a hard time dealing with it, understandably. Mm-hmm. Is there a message that she can pass along to her friend? She really needs to hear from him.
You know, this makes me sad because she's still holding that child's energy so much that he when somebody dies and they go through the light, their vibration raises. When somebody is being held here because we aren't willing to let them transition fully, it's harder to feel their energy around us. If she can send his energy and his soul to the light and imagine him being bathed in it, I'm getting kind of like a baptism image, then she's going to get more validation that he's here. That's the piece she's missing. She doesn't feel him the way she needs to. I have to tell, when my mother died, she was hit by a car and killed 18 years ago. She was in a crosswalk in the glare of the sun. The woman never saw her. And I had just read a book by Sylvia Brown called The Other Side and Back, which I think would be phenomenal for your friend to read. And I was probably the only person that could accept that my mother had passed. Because of that, I got a really cool connection with her because I was able to feel her instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so send his soul all the way. He's not suffering, but he just doesn't have the vibration to acknowledge, to let her be validated that he's there.
Okay. That one goes out to Megan from Berlin. She was texting in. Dennis from Tamworth texting in, wondering if him and his family are wondering if you're getting anything from Nana.
Yep. I feel like I don't know what you're all doing in the houses, but people are moving stuff around. So they're showing me my mother, who used to put like doilies on the backs of chairs, and I think they're doilies. I am not foofy. And so they're like, people are moving stuff around, and there was an order. So it's funny. I'm watching. I know what you're all doing. Why did you take that off of the doily? Like, you're going to ruin your bureau. So I don't know if you have a really dark oak.
Dresser.
I want to say the word vanity, but I don't. I get the word vanity. Like you're making a mess on it.
Making a mess. Knock it off, Dennis.
Yeah, put something under your cups or something. You're making a mess on the wood.
All right, we have Gina texting in from Ossipee. Her daughter, she lost her daughter, sadly, back in 2017. Misses her terribly. Anything from her?
You know what? It's funny. I'm sitting here with my hands out on the counter here, and they're spread out kind of wide, and I feel like, what do you want to know? Your daughter is unapologetic in saying, I needed to go home. I still adore and I love you, and you haven't asked me for anything, so please send your messages to me. And she's showing me the old-fashioned telegrams. I feel like your daughter was the kind of soul that would have played with the old-fashioned typewriter. She was from a long, long time ago. Her story should be told. So if you're not able to tell your daughter's story, tell it to somebody else who can write it for you. And I think there's somebody in your circle or in your little bubble that is a phenomenal writer. It's worth telling.
Oh, interesting. That one goes out to Gina from Ossipee. Thanks for texting in.
They're not done. You're doing a good job of honoring them. So that's the part that it's not just about the death. It's about the surviving the death. And you're doing a really, really good job with that.
Excellent. Good to hear. Jane, celebrating her 40th birthday today. Happy birthday, Jane. She's from Center Conway. Wondering if there's any messages from her spirit family on her birthday.
I see. Put your feet up. I see you eating either like bugles or potato chips. I totally think they're bugles. And I see them on every finger. Like, I'm on top of the world. So many people turn 40 and then they get like all bummed out. I wrote a blog when I turned 40. I was like, this is amazing. I just think it's the coolest thing to be getting older and getting closer to the discounts that I want. So I don't understand. understand why people fear it. And I really get for you, I get, yep, like, yep, making it. Like, I make 40 look good. So I just get everybody around you is playful right now energetically. And I get doors are opening for you because your vibration is nice and high. Like, you're living in the moment and it feels phenomenal.
There we go. Happy birthday to Jane from Center Conway. It's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Nicole texting in. She says, please pick me. We're not picking at random. This is all just the order they come is the order they get. But we get to you.
Yeah.
We did get to you, Nicole. Thank you for texting in. She said she's going through a lot right now and she's wondering if everything will work out for her future.
Absolutely it will. I think that you're holding I feel in my left arm like a whole pile of bricks. Bricks are really heavy. You need to lay them down and start making the path that you want to walk. You're waiting. You're still carrying the bricks going, well, I don't want to put them down because what if this is... It's like dating someone. If you're like, oh my God, what if I date them and that's the person I marry? It's like, you know what? You have free will. I can tell you that you're going to win the Powerball today, but you don't go buy a ticket. That's your free will. Mm-hmm. So you can change your path at any moment. So just start putting bricks down because it feels really heavy. My left shoulder feels tired. But yeah, I think you know what you want. Don't be afraid to ask for it.
Okay, that one goes out to Nicole. We have Candace texting in. She's wondering if you're getting any general vibes for her, but she does want to mention that she's 30 weeks pregnant. And would love to hear any thoughts you have about the baby, the delivery, anything like that.
You know what's so funny? The minute Gino just said your name, I got so quiet. I feel very still. I get a lot of introspection. I get a lot of... like, whoa, this actually worked. when I got pregnant with my son, I was like, okay, you know, we'll plan for a baby and maybe in a year we'll get one. I was like, oh, baby. Like, it worked. There's still that awareness of, wow, I'm very blessed that this is happening. Celebrate that. So what they want me to tell you is a lot of times women in business, and they're comparing this to being pregnant, when we have a great job and we love what we're doing, sometimes we poo-poo it or we're quiet about it because we don't want to be judged. And I think we should celebrate our successes because then it inspires other people to go for it. And so you're an inspiration for other people. I think I'm getting girl. It's so funny. I'm getting girl and I see a little girl like picking at her toes, like just holding her toes, holding her feet. Right now it feels like baby's butt first. So just talk to that child and say, you need to kind of like dive out of me when it's your time. Because right now I'm getting like, I feel like I'm kind of flexed in half.
Okay. That one goes up to Candace. Thank you for listening, Candace. Mike from Center Conway texting in. Just curious, any general messages, vibes for him?
Oh my gosh. They just showed me... oh God, is it the rum with the pirate? Like, I feel like I have a knee up and my hands up, like, I'm amazing. I kind of get like, you're one of the people that if you were just graduating high school and you didn't want to go to college, but you went into a trade, you're making more money than the people that have college debt. And you're like, I'm smarter than them. I just get a bit of a smugness, but it feels really playful. So it doesn't feel judgy or bad.
All right, there we go. That one goes out to Mike from Center Conway. Keep those texts coming. We've still got a few minutes left. 603-356-9145. This one's from April. April texting in. She says, no big questions. Just wondering if she's cruising down the right road.
Absolutely. I actually see you in a black inner tube going down the river with nobody else beside you, which to me is ideal. And I do think there's people around you, but I just get you're doing your thing. Your head's down. No, your head's up and you're doing your thing. And it feels amazing. Finally, I get like somebody, you know, at the grocery store, if they ring the bell, it means you had a really good bag. Experience.
Yeah.
I get the bells being rung all the time because you're rocking it.
Excellent. April's killing it.
Yeah, I like that.
That's good. It's good to hear. Carl from Bedford texting in, recently left his job of 6 years because he was unhappy with it. Moved out of his rental to go to a military school, though the school just fell through. Now he's staying with his sister. Anything for his future?
I'm glad the school fell through. I don't think that you have a mindset right now that could handle the military. If they degraded you to toughen you up, you wouldn't be able to handle it right now. You're looking at everything that's happening to you as a failure, and it's not. When doors close, honor that, and then look for the next doors that are opening. I see you having a really linear job, but I like the paycheck at the end. I think that you could work independently and for yourself or be a contractor. That feels really unfamiliar to you. SCORE is a great resource is what I'm hearing. And I think there's one in the Valley and they help people set up businesses. I would go and talk to them and say, how do you do this? Or what are my options?
Excellent. That one goes out to Carl. We got one more here before our last final break. We have Libby from Madison texting in. Their cat Ziggy has started to act really strange. Any thoughts about Ziggy?
Yes. I get like, you have people around you. My left nostril feels really weird. I don't know if you had a grandfather or a grand. Sometimes when people are really old, it's hard for me to tell if they're a man or a woman because they show me what they look like in the hospital bed, which it's hard for me to get more of a frame of reference. But somebody was intubated up through the nose and down into the belly. That person is around. And I feel like you're starting to say like, oh, God, I can't believe that's happening. And you're using their slogans or their phrases that are familiar to them. So the cat's actually seeing other energy. And I get like, meow, they're back in the room. Meow. And then the cat walks away disgusted that you're not paying attention to the dead people around you.
Okay. So Ziggy's seeing things.
You're being judged because your cat's seeing dead people.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. If this is your first time listening, go to the website, enlightenedhorizons.com. You'll see that I'm not all crazy.
Yes, enlightenedhorizons.com too. You can also purchase tickets to Sarah's gallery. You can actually see you in action.
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah, and on my Facebook page, Sarah Moore Enlightened Horizons, I just posted that last night I was trying to sleep and I got this image of a guy with the steam engine and he was hopping off and hopping back on and he had a towel on his hands because he's as much as he has sort of one of the dirty jobs, and he's not shoveling coal. He had something to do with the water. Mm-hmm. He's always got his hands clean because he represents the railways. Very interesting. I can't wait to see. I'm sure somebody at the gallery will. He's there for somebody.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. So if you know anybody that was related to some type of railroad,
yeah,
that'd be a good question to ask or perhaps
absolutely
bring it up.
Just show up because I won't remember that I just told you that. And at the gallery, I'll be like, hey, that sounds familiar.
That's August 2nd. Full details in enlightenedhorizons.com. We're going to take our final break. Just 2 minutes. We'll be back. It's magic.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.